Like many Afghan Hazaras, Hafzullah Hazara fled for his life when his village was attacked by the Taliban. He escaped to Pakistan, where he raised his family. But he says it was no safer there.
When they start target killing in Pakistan, especially the Hazaras, and then I decided we have to move to somewhere else.
But it also meant making the heartbreaking decision to leave his family. The journey by boat to Australia was too expensive and dangerous for his wife and three young children. After spending more than 2 years in detention centres, Hafzullah was granted permanent residency. He now works as a truck driver in Sydney's West. He applied to be reunited with his family in 2013, but is still waiting for approval from the Immigration Department. He last saw his family 7 years ago.
It is really hard. You cannot sleep well, you cannot feel good. Like, sometimes my young kids say to just leave Australia and come back here to stay with us.
Refugee Council of Australia spokesman Tim O'Connor wants a change in government policy.
Thousands of people in Australia who've come here as refugees, who are recognised and on the way to Australian citizenship, who are desperate to reunite with their families. They're separated because of the current Australian government policy.
In the financial year ending June 2017, the Australian government allocated 13,750 special humanitarian visas, which included 5,000 places for family reunion. The Department of Immigration says this year that number will increase to 16,250 overall. It is unclear how many of these visas will be allocated for family reunion. The Refugee Council's Tim O'Connor believes a further 5,000 family reunion visas are required.
There's a waiting list of one successful applicant for every seven other applicants. So people are waiting many, many years to be reunited, and it's causing great pain and making it extremely difficult for them to integrate into the Australian community.
A new poll from ReachTel found that most Australians support refugee family reunions. When asked whether refugee families separated across the world should be reunited, 75% of respondents answered yes, or yes, but only after appropriate background checks.